This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Life has changed a lot, of course, since the pandemic. Here at our station, we just the other day had the exercise of getting rid of all the cubes.
It's a sad thing, actually,
that we had here. Yeah, because we don't have as many people who work in the office. Some work remotely. So there was just a bunch of empty cubes. So we had them removed. And so now we've got a big open space. Perhaps we'll make a hockey rink. Maybe it'll be a basketball court. Squash, anyone? We're not sure yet what we're going to do with that area. But this is a challenge for many businesses as far as getting people to come back to the office. I mean, they are cozy on their couch in their sweats in their Zoom. They don't necessarily want to come back. Kitty and I never experienced that during the pandemic. We were here all the way through. Yeah.
We still do have the bulletproof plastic sheet between us.
I know. I've thought about taking it down, but I think you and I both sort of like it.
It makes me more comfortable.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Especially because it's not see-through. So it's even better. We can't see each other. But as far as getting people back to the office, there's an article about one way that people are trying to do it now.
With scents. Mm. They're trying to have like a signature scent for the office to make people want to come back. And it's not just like a single smell. I think they have a company or something that will curate a perfect smell for your office. One of the specially curated aromas is Asian sandbag jasmine, Indian sandalwood, and Italian pine, which combined improve happiness and confidence, alleviate anxiety, and fight fatigue. Keep working. Whoop.
Yeah. Oh,
doesn't a whip kind of fight fatigue?
Exactly.
Too?
I mean, I'm trying to think of what people like as smells, like a candy store.
I don't know. They say, though, that certain fragrances are not good. For example, you shouldn't use lavender and pumpkin pie because that has a sexual arousal effect.
Pumpkin pie does?
Yeah. I've heard that before. Do you remember Alan Hirsch from the Smell and Taste Institute?
Kind of.
We interviewed him years ago, and he used to be in the news all the time. Yeah. I don't know what ever happened to him.
He's probably dead.
But another one he said is cinnamon bun was the smell that most...
That turns you on?
That most turns men on was cinnamon bun. That's something I remember.
I don't know. A lot of those neutral smells, like the candles and things, they don't really do it.
I sneeze immediately. Like if I go into a potpourri, there's a potpourri smell in certain gift shops, and it's like, I gotta go.
Yeah. How about fresh baked bread? Does that turn people on? Because that seems nice.
But will it make you work, or will it just make you hungry?
Yeah.
You know.
Mm. What else could there be?
How about that hardware store smell? Where all the smells are mixing.
Oh, yeah.
Like the grease and the oil and the metal and the tools. How about that smell?
How about a new car smell?
Or how about like the first day of school smell, which is a mix of tempera paint and brand new tar on the parking lot?
What about if we're in the school realm, how about when we used to smell
the mimeograph?
Yeah.
But that's good for people who are already verging on retirement.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That would be good. What could be maybe like something to do with the kitchen at work? Is there something?
Well, one that probably isn't going to get people back is either fish in the microwave or burnt popcorn.
Oh, no, not the burnt popcorn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.